Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The makeup of the Boston City Council has changed dramatically in recent years. A body once dominated by white men now includes six women of color. But in a city where Latinos now make up 20% of the population, there have been no Hispanics on the council for the past 6 years. With a preliminary city council election next week, some activists are expecting more Latino representation and say the city could see its first majority-minority council. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
The Boston City Council has been without a Latino member since Felix G. Arroyo left and joined the Walsh administration in 2014. Now his younger brother Ricardo Arroyo is running to represent Hyde Park, where he was born and raised, as well as Mattapan and Roslindale. Arroyo says Latinos have been lacking a seat at the table on crucial issues, and voters are hungry to get that seat back.
It's really important that they have a voice on the council that can reach out to them, that understands their cultural differences, because there's also a cultural competency. And that understanding is something that I know I can bring. It's something that I feel like a Latinx member of the council should be able to bring to our communities.
I'm running for Boston City Council at large.
At large candidate Julia Mejia is campaigning a few blocks from her house in Dorchester.
I came to this country from the Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay.
And my mom spent some time where she didn't have papers.
Mejia wants to become the first Latina woman in the two-century history of the city council.
Just because I'm Latina, I talk about, for me, I'm about all means all.
Yeah, right.
Like, we're all dealing with the same issues.
Is one.
We're
it's
all
supposed to be as one.
Exactly, and we don't talk like that in the
no,
city, right? Everybody has
definitely.
Their own little silos.
Yeah.
And I'm about bringing everybody together, right?
Mejia is running alongside three Latino candidates, all four in their 30s and 40s. Three are running for at-large seats, and Arroyo for a district seat. Alejandra St. Guillen is also running to become the council's first Latina, as well, she says, to become the first openly gay woman.
We're looking at a council that could be majority women, could be majority progressive, could be majority people of color. I mean, all of those factors dramatically change the role of the council and what we would be able to do as a body.
St. Guillen grew up in Mission Hill, and she served under Mayor Marty Walsh as Director for Immigrant Advancement. The third Latino running at large is Mattapan native Herb Lozano. He says the voters he's talked to are disillusioned with politics because of the lack of representation.
And that's actually something that I put in front of folks initially when having a conversation, especially men of color, is to let them know that there are no men of color on our city council. So I think I'm bringing that diversity as someone who identifies as a Latino, someone who I also identify as an African American.
All four candidates agree that it's vital to have representation for the 130,000 Latinos who live in Boston. But for political strategist Wilnelia Rivera, it's just as important to increase voter turnout among Latinos. She says voting trends suggest a 10-12% turnout of registered Latinos, but she'll be watching for bigger numbers, which could signal bigger ramifications in Boston and across the country.
I'm very much paying attention to that and then, you know, pivoting right away to the general and asking ourselves, well, how do we multiply this, you know, going into the general election and going into 2020? This is an election that's very unique for Latinos in citywide elections.
Rivera ran former city councilor Ayanna Pressley's campaign for Congress, and she says that election led to a massive turnout among young voters. Now the big questions are whether last year's turnout was a one-off, and if the four Latinos on the ballot can awaken the sleeping giant of the Latino vote.
The new pioneers have arrived.
Former state rep Jeffrey Sanchez was the state's highest-ranking elected Latino, head of the House Ways and Means Committee, before he was unseated in 2018. He says he's glad to see a new generation of leaders arise.
The city's come a long way from when I was a kid growing up in Mission Hill. You know, before we weren't even Hispanic, we were Spanish, you know, because of, you know, everybody attributed our ethnicity and our culture to language. And Latinos are finally finding their voice and their place.
Sanchez says when he worked as a recent college grad for the late mayor, Tom Menino, there was a sense that Latinos were starting to stake their claim in Boston politics. But he says now the demographics have truly changed. Boston is majority people of color, and its elected officials are starting to reflect that. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.